University of Florida scientist Larry Duncan says the Diapreppes rootweevil, Phytophthora complex, remains a major problem in Florida and is exacerbated by HLB. He discusses research into possible management methods.
Of course, it's still a problem. It's been a problem for 50 years, and there are a lot of reasons why it's difficult to manage this problem, but currently, the biggest issue that we're seeing is that there's a synergistic problem occurring whenever trees have HLB, and that specific problem that HLB confers to the root system, any other problem, even a milder problem like citrus nematode, seems to be interacting with the HLB so that you end up with a really very serious situation. So these additional problems are causing the trees to decline much faster, and none of them are more serious than these root weevil problems.
Anything new on dealing with Diapreppes and other root weevils?
Well, one thing that growers have been looking for now for some time is an effective way to control the larvae in the soil, because we've lost some of the beneficial nematode products that were being used until about 2011, when those products were taken off the market. They just simply, the companies discontinued manufacturing them. There has been such a demand in the last couple of years to get those back on the market that there's a company in Europe that has had representatives in Florida now visiting with the growers and seeing the situation, and they are currently trying to gear up their facilities to go back into production so that we can get these nematodes back online again. The work that we've done over the years have shown that you'll reduce your adult population by about half with the kinds of treatments that growers have been able to afford. Unfortunately, these nematodes are pretty much the only thing that's available from the standpoint of a product that can be applied to the soil to reduce these guys. So yeah, we need them right now. We need to see just how effective they're going to be in the age of HLB, so to speak. The only other thing that that shows some promise, it still requires quite a bit of research, I think, on the parts of the growers, is the use of landscape fabric to try and just simply place a barrier on the soil to keep these weevils from getting into the root system or exiting the soil. There are probably ways to use this stuff if it can be maintained in good condition for enough years. It will pay for itself in terms of herbicide costs. So right now, what we're looking at and what some growers are looking at are mechanical means to stretch this material on the soil, bury the edges so you can effectively use it, and get some of this out there and see just whether or not this is something that we want to be doing to groves where Diapreppes is a perennial problem.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.